Carolina's healthcare system and UNC Healthcare want to join forces to create a network of hospitals and clinics that would span the state. The organizations announced they are in negotiations to create a joint operating company. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
If the deal goes through, the healthcare systems would operate more than 50 hospitals across the state. The CEOs of the two organizations say a combined network would expand healthcare in rural areas and provide more access to mental health providers. The head of Carolina's healthcare system, Gene Woods, says they would also combine medical education and research resources.
Together, we can drive research opportunities that advance new discoveries and innovation to find cures and really fundamentally change the way that care is delivered.
Woods and William Roper, head of the UNC healthcare system, says a joint company would give them more leverage in the healthcare market to negotiate things like pharmaceutical and medical device prices. The two CEOs point out they don't have many facilities in the same market. That's a factor the Federal Trade Commission will weigh when considering the deal's approval. Limor Daphne, an economist with Harvard University, says historically hospital mergers have increased prices for consumers.
They increase prices without measurable improvement in the quality of the care that they're providing. There's very limited evidence for cost savings as well, but in terms of benefits to your pocketbook, that is not typically found.
The healthcare systems hope to have a final agreement by the end of the year and start the new joint entity in 2018, pending regulatory approval. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.